Amy, let me ask this question, because in hearing Rick's story, you're exactly right, Rick. Dealing with a pet, especially when someone is struggling with their own health issues, it is very tough. But how do the vets in the community work with you? I mean, have they accepted the role that you play, and do they go through and promote what it is that you do, or do they kind of stand in resistance to what you do? Explain that relationship to me.
They absolutely support me. I have several vets that I have a relationship with. I have my business cards at their offices, and they will refer pets on a regular basis that from everything from just pet sitting to going over and helping out with medication administration. So I've done those things as well as I have a website online, and I also have a Facebook page. And actually, next week on the 16th, I'll be at Caring Animal Hospital's Pet Appreciation Day in Holt, and they're going to be having that, and I'll have a booth out. So the different vets have different ways of helping promote my business and the things that I do.
Yeah. And again, I just think it's such a wonderful benefit that you bring. Rick, you told the touching story. I can share a similar story, except it was with a dog, not a cat. But I had a dog that was near the end of his life, and we were having to give him IV treatments 2-3 times a day. And at the beginning, we did not know how to do it, my wife and I. And so I was having to constantly carry the dog up to the car in order to take him to the vet. And that may sound easy, but the dog did not like to be carried, and it was 52 steps to get from the front door to where the car was. So it was a difficult thing to do. And to have someone like you who could come to the house and actually administer the IVs on a regular basis and kind of give a double check on it, I think that is such a godsend to someone who is dealing with special needs. Do you have any situations like that that you're doing right now?
I don't have one currently, but I have had one in the past that I went over and I gave fluids to a cat with an IV. It was probably every 2-3 days. She had kidney disease, and her name was Molly, and I'd go over there, and initially she wasn't too sure about the whole situation. One of the owners had some health issues, so there was a concern, too, to make sure that they learned how to properly hold Molly while she was receiving the fluids. After a time, they initially were a little timid of actually poking the needle into Molly, and so I got them over that hurdle and started to teach them how to do it themselves. I wrote up instructions, one detail at a time.
Amy, if you had to recommend to someone this type of work and how they could go about doing this type of program, because I would imagine there's got to be a lot of need, what would you recommend to people? How would they go about training for this and doing this type of work that you're doing?
As far as for having a high-quality pet care service, I'd recommend taking classes about animals. So even like in the animal science program at MSU, the veterinary technology program, I certainly think that provides a high quality of care, a more educated standpoint, and people want to be around want to have their animals around people that know about what is a normal behavior as far as is it normal for the cat to drink a whole lot? Is it normal for them to be sneezing, that sort of thing? So to be able to recognize those signs and know what's abnormal, I think certainly helps.
Yeah, it's almost as if you are pioneering a type of service worker that is needed in this field, that if you don't want to be an actual vet, but you want to work with animals and provide the kind of care that they require, it's almost as if you've discovered a niche that previously was needed, but nobody really knew about it.
It'll be a harder road for anyone that wants to do it, but it'll be a well worthwhile road because it will be very entrepreneurial. It will be, you know, new frontiers that and doors to open. So it could be fun and definitely three-dimensional, you know, as opposed to just stopping in and clocking into the clock.
Right. Amy, if someone wants to get in touch with you to talk about what you do, how do they get a hold of you?
I have a website, which is www.amys, A-M-Y-S, there's no apostrophe, ARC, A-R-K, animal, care with a C, dot B as in boy, I, Z as in zebra. My phone number is 517-420-6006. And I also have email, which is puppy, P-U-P-P-Y-L-V-T, @gmail.com.
Well, I want to thank you for coming in and talking about what you do. And I want to wish you all the luck in the world because, again, I think the niche that you have uncovered is one that I've directly experienced the need for. And I'm sure there's a lot of other people out there who will as well. So good luck with everything. And thanks again for coming in.
And thank you so much for this wonderful opportunity.
Oh, it was our pleasure. After the break, Rick, we're going to continue our conversation and actually talk with another rescue operation here in the area about how people can go about getting a new companion and saving a life at the same time, right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
Well, my heart knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking.
Ooh.